Reporting live from Baku, Azerbaijan, this is COP29 Update with Shannon Monroe.
A new thematic area of conversation was introduced at the 29th Conference of Parties, COP29, happening now in Baku, Azerbaijan. The area of just transitions seeks to ensure that the substantial benefits of a green economy transition are shared widely while also supporting those who stand to lose economically. Environmental lawyer and chairperson of the climate change sector of the Prime Ministerial Advisory Council on Youth, Nafisha Richardson, is representing St. Vincent and the Grenadines in the discussions surrounding just transition at COP29. Richardson explains that just transition is a transformative area where people can see change despite the slow pace.
In our context in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, that's sort of ensuring that key sectors are included. So that's thinking about our tourism sector, which we depend on heavily, our agriculture sector, our fishery sector, ensuring that these industries which we rely on aren't affected by this transition. Just transitions thinks about an all of society approach. So you consider your national priorities for things like your NDCs, your NAPs, your LTLEDs, and then you also think about international cooperation. So your partners globally and what's happening here at the COP. So it's really a transformative area. It's a place where you can actually see change happening. Unfortunately, things are quite slow at the pace that things are going presently, but we're still being hopeful.
Richardson says just transition goals being implemented is a matter of life and death for St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
It's really and truly a matter of life or death. I don't think that the other parties in the room are understanding that. We're trying our best to, in a very diplomatic way, but to still try to explain and articulate that for us small island developing states, we are quite literally relying on a just and equitable transition to ensure that at the end of the day, we don't have an outcome. I mean, we want an outcome, but we don't want an outcome that leaves us behind, that would leave our countries underwater, quite literally.
Environmental lawyer and the chairperson of the climate change sector of the Prime Ministerial Advisory Council on Youth, Nafisha Richardson. I am Shanold Munro of the National Broadcasting Corporation in St. Vincent and the Grenadines with this COP29 update.